Welcome to Redskins Rundown, the podcast. I'm your host, Garrett Johnson. Today's episode, the reaction to Dallas week, the 0-2 start, talk about some changes that need to be made, how the offense has looked, how defense has looked, the hot seat that Jay is on, and hopefully on to the Bears. Well, the defense sure isn't anything like I imagined. And for me, there's way too much talent on that side of the ball for them to be this bad. Maybe me and a lot of folks overestimated them. I don't know. I didn't think they would be putrid as they've been the first two games. Against good offenses, but not elite. It wasn't like we played the Rams or the Saints or anybody like that. This falls on Minuski and the coaching and the scheme. We look so basic and vanilla all the time, no matter the personnel that's on the field. Four-man rush, everyone's sitting in zone. They chunk play us to death, then wait for a mistake, and they beat us deep. Or wait for a miscommunication, and that's what happens. Three touchdown passes of 50 yards already in two games is just unacceptable. To go along with, you want to throw in there, we've got 213 yards rushing last week. After the first quarter, they move the ball at will. It's embarrassing. If it's not a miscommunication, it's Norman getting beat deep, or first and 10, you look and they're playing 12, 15 yards off the receivers. I know you brought in two defensive linemen off the street just last week, 2 weeks now, but get a damn rotation going. My God, fourth quarter, it's 7-8 yards a carry because we're gassed because they've played 90% of snaps. You're asking a lot if you're asking for a stop or two in the second half, because that's what it was. When it matters, there was nothing. No pressure. It's the same thing over and over again. Zone, soft coverage. Play some more man-to-man. I don't want to hear we have zone corners. If you can't do both at an average level, then you shouldn't be on the roster. Mix it up. Do something. I heard this on Twitter yesterday. This is what we look like on defense. It's slow-moving stunts. It's barely any blitzing at all. It's bringing four almost all the time, and nobody's getting home. And what goes with a terrible pass rush is playing zone, and that's what they want. They just want to take what's there, move the ball down the field, get 10, 12 yards at a time, and that's what they're doing. And then they're beating us with a deep shot when somebody has a breakdown. Be creative. The defense looks archaic. It's been awful in two games. And it seems like the team as a whole is just gets stuck in their ways. There's something has to change. Chicago coming in. This is a team that isn't lighting anybody up offensively at all. So this is something we should be able to improve on over the next two games, especially Chicago and New York. I want to see more out of the defense. Missing Allen and Dunbar, Moreau hurts, obviously. But all offseason we've heard the depth of the D-line, the depth of the D-line. I know Brantley's down as well. But get Settle out there more. Put Hester out there. He's made plays in the league before. Get the rotation going, like I said. Play to your strengths. I know you need to disguise things, but Monte doesn't need to be up in the box. I don't know how many clip breakdowns I saw where Monte's up in the box trying to make a tackle. Put Landon in the box. Let Landon make plays up there. They switch at times, but still, there's no reason Monte should be in the box. And by no means am I some guru or anybody who knows anything, obviously, but anybody with eyeballs can look at the field, the tape, and say, whatever we're doing isn't working. It's soft coverage. It's tons of zone, not a lot of blitzing. I'd rather get beat by the blitz, personally. I'd rather send the house and then sit back and let people pick us apart. If you think about it, and I know it wasn't the starters on defense, but that first preseason game against Cleveland when Mayfield was in, the first drive, and they just marched on us, and we're in that soft defense, and it seems like the same thing. It's zones, and they're just finding the holes, and they're moving the ball. We got to change something. Something's got to change, whether that's Minuski gone, and you turn it over to Horton or Ryan. I don't know what the answer is, but something's got to change if it doesn't improve. And the clock's ticking. You don't have much time to fix it. It's frustrating to watch. I'm hoping it gets turned around. Bears on Monday night. We'll get into that a little bit more. The defense has been god-awful. And they're not the reason we're losing. going to segue this over, but let's not give a pass to Dolphins and Case Keenum, and I'll get into that next. Now on to Keenum. I had this discussion with a few people on Twitter, and if you've listened to me before, you know where I am with Keenum. He is what he is. He's not going to be that Vikings quarterback. He'll keep throwing it out there. Yeah, he played in a championship game. Yeah, a lot of quarterbacks played in a championship game. Doesn't make him good. Because he's not. He's not that good. He's a 6-7 win quarterback. He is what he is. If you've been traded or cut 7 times in 6 years, at the quarterback position especially, there's a reason you bounce around. That tells me and you all you should need to know. That being said, and hear me out, Keenum is not losing games for us, but he's also not winning them either. He's had multiple missed throws. I know you saw the McLaurin deep ball week 1. The 4th down conversion throw to Thompson this past week against Dallas was terrible. Would have been a 1st down. And in a position that we're in where the defense isn't stopping anybody, you got to convert those. He's open. It's not that hard of a throw. He should have made it. And then 2 weeks in a row now, and especially last week against Dallas, Paul Richardson is screaming open. Against Dallas, he's running open in the middle of the field, right up, right in the same read, in the same progression, middle of the field that he dumped the ball down. Richardson's running wide open. Those are touchdowns. Yes, I know he has 5 touchdowns. I know he's got 600 yards. He doesn't have any interceptions. And there were some key drops, especially against Philly. But he's been pretty lucky. He should have 2 or 3 picks. Balls hit DBs right in the chest. And we got, if we're going to be honest and we're going to say all this negativity about the team and everything like that, and we, for some reason, everyone wants to shy away from what Keenum's done, he's got 175 yards easy and 2 touchdowns in garbage time when everybody's playing prevent. He's not lighting it up. Let's not fool ourselves. He's played a lot better than I've expected. I'll give him that. And it's not time to call for 7 yet. I called for mid-game, and in a moment of anger on that Thompson throw from 4th down, it's not time for him yet. Keenum hasn't lost the job by any means. But the way this defense is playing, you can't win with these kind of mistakes. So moving forward, I'm hoping Keenum continues to protect the ball. He just got to make that extra throw or two every game. And that can help us put us in the victory circle. If not, it's going to be Dwayne sooner rather than later. Again, Keenum, not the reason we're losing, but not the reason we're winning either. All right, I'm going to end this episode with the Jay Gruden watch. We'll call it that. Jay is on the clock. Everybody's being honest with each other. I know everybody said the clock's been on 0 for a while. But, you know, I've supported Jay. I think that he's a good coach. I know I'm in the minority with that. But I'm just going to say this. By week 8, and I'm making a change unless there's something drastic happens. That being said, a playoff appearance for me is the only thing that's going to keep his job at this point. And we're not looking in that direction, obviously. We need to reset. And this is what I would do going forward. If I could choose, this is what I would do. I think you've got to be at least 4-4 after the first 8 if you're gonna have him stay the entire season. You have to be in a position to make a move for a playoff push at 4-4 after 8 games. Next 6 games: Bears, Giants, Pats, Dolphins, Niners, Vikings. That Viking game on Thursday night would probably be the spot where I would make a change if that's a loss. And say we're 3-5 at that point, I would make a move. I could see a move being done then. And I would promote Kevin O'Connell. And I know, just because he's young, I've said this many times, I said it last week, just because Kevin O'Connell is young does not mean he's Sean McVay. I get that. Could he be? I don't know. Is he going to be right away? Probably not. But I promote Kevin O'Connell, and here's why. I stick with him as my next head coach. I give him those final 8 games or whatever it may be, whenever they decide if we're out of it. Get him some experience. Let him call those plays. Let him be in charge. If you're out of it, what do you have to lose at that point? And in that time, I'm letting him work with Dwayne. Get them both experienced together, because you're going to lean on these two as hopefully, and I know it's a wish and a dream and a prayer, but hopefully these are the two that turn the organization around. It's a unknown coordinator, 1 year in. He was in New England. He knows what it takes to win. I know the disciples of Belichick and Brady or wherever haven't done. They've been up and down, wherever they've been. But he knows what it takes. And who knows? Maybe at that point, you get hot with a change and you have a meaningful game or two in December. I'm not saying we'll push to make the playoffs, but I'm saying a meaningful game in December is huge for not only Haskins, but if you want to roll with Kevin O'Connell, some experience for him as well. If this is right or wrong, I don't really know. But I do know this isn't going to be a top-flight destination for any young and up-and-coming head coach. So all the names people throw out constantly, and we want to pay Lincoln Riley, and we want to do this, no one's going to want to come here, let's be honest. And I don't want a retread. I want some fresh ideas. I want some youth. And retaining O'Connell for that reason and his already developed relationship with Haskins could be huge. A lot can happen in the next few weeks. I can see it playing out like this. Who knows? I still respect Jay a lot, and I like him as a coach. He's a great offensive mind. He schemes people open. He does do that. You can't take that away from him. I'm hoping we can turn the season around. It's still only 2 games. He seems positive now. You can tell he's tired of answering the same old questions, and I would be too. I'm still hoping for the best. Winning is what it matters. I don't care who's in charge. I want to win. But sometimes things don't work out. And if that's the case, these next 6 games are going to be huge for him, whether we move forward with him or not. All right, that's the Jay Watch. I'm going to finish with some positives because this has been a pretty negative episode. I want to keep it upbeat. I want to feel like we have a chance. I wake up every Sunday loving and enjoying watching the games. That will never change. I know some people are down, but it is what it is. So some positive things. And Terry McLaurin is it. Man, he is the real deal. He is a true wide receiver one. I'll put the crown on him already after 2 games. He can do it all. Trey Quinn is going to be a solid young piece moving forward. He's doing a good job in the slot. He's going to have that Cole Beasley role. That's an easy comp, I know, but it's true. Harmon keeps developing. We have some talent on offense. We really do. Now it's about putting it together. Donald Penn, I tweeted this and everybody blew it up. He's been playing his ass off. Donald Penn has been phenomenal. And throw Ereck Flowers in the mix, too. That was the biggest worry of everybody. You wouldn't go across the board from the pros that write articles every day to this guy doing a podcast. Everyone was worried about the left side of the line. Fletcher Cox, they're going to kill us. Dallas's front against the left side, it's going to be awful. They've held their own. They've done better than Sheriff and Moses on the right. Sheriff has struggled, and Moses has been awful, if we're being honest. Penn and Flowers have played really good together against two of the best fronts in football. And then some great hope that I keep pumping out there. Haskins waiting in the wings, and that he is the eternal hope for this fan base. If we do have a firing, if we do reset, you know that you're not resetting. You have your hopefully franchise quarterback ready to take the charge and take the lead. So all's not lost. I still think Haskins is the real deal, and I'm hoping to see that through sometime this season. We've lost 2 games to good teams, and they weren't the worst losses you've ever seen. I was listening to Sheehan this morning talking about, remember that Steelers Monday night opener? It was horrendous. And then we went on the next week to lose to Dallas. We've had worse. He's right. We've had way worse starts. We lost to 2 good teams in games that we were in. We still have 14 games left. The season can be salvaged. 2 winnable games coming up. Hour ago, Daniel Jones named starter. Things can happen. I'm not giving up on this year, and neither should you. HTTR.